Anyway, let's see. There's Brownie McGee, Sonny Terry, Muddy Waters, T-Bone Walker, and a cast of millions. But right now we're going to turn it over to a cast of three. And they look, well, let's see. All four of them look like they're ready to go. Without further ado, I'd like to bring to the stage, to the forefront, Josh Gonzalez, Rob Thaxton, and Mr. Noah Witherspoon. It's the Noah Witherspoon Band live here in the third presentation of the Hall Pass program on April the 28th, 2014. It's all yours, guys. Have some fun.
Just don't treat me right. Yeah, I'm a wild about you, baby. You just don't treat me right. You leave home early in the morning and you don't come back tonight. Yeah, sugar, I'm gonna hold up my right hand. Hold up my right hand. When I hope I find my woman, and I hope you found your man. I hope you found him.
Witherspoon Band live and in living color. You can't see the color, but you will. It's gonna come through. It's gonna come crawling through those airwaves. That sounded great, guys.
Thank you, Dave.
I think I recognize that. It might have been some Elmore James. I don't know.
You got it.
And I think originally that was recorded for one of the very first black-owned labels in New York. And it's so good to hear, man. And it sounds so good. We got to take our collective hats off to Juliet because she's got a hell of a mix.
Juliet is where it's at.
Yes, she is. I don't know. She's no fading violet. I know she's got to appreciate this compliment because she's on the money. Just take it away, guys. We're so pleased to have you here. It's rocking.
Hey, we'll move on to, I learned about this tune listening to this show. So here's some Hound Dog Taylor for you.
All right.
Up at my wit, wanna let your hair fall. Come up at that wit, wanna let your hair fall. Better I have no business, honey, find that wit at all. Will you take my own downtown? Down to a wire, so when I get down there, I swear. Come on, bat that wheel. Gonna let your hair fall. Better than I have no business. Gonna find out wheel at all. Well, now mama, she don't talk. That wig cat on. Give my fat that wig. Gonna let your hair fall. Didn't have no business. Gonna find that wig at all. All I gotta say, when I get that wheel cat on your merry way, give me back that wheel, gonna let your way fall.
How much difference do you think it made that extra little finger that he had?
it's kind of funny because he only used one of those fingers on that hand.
Well, I wonder if that was what was that? That was a drug back in the 50s or 60s. Thalidomide?
Oh, you're asking the right guy.
Thalidomide, baby. And it caused those kinds of yeah, right. I'm sorry, I forgot you guys are all 15 years old.
But we're connoisseurs of the past.
Well, I'm a kind of sewer, too. I'm telling you, this is getting me off, and I'm supposed to interview you and talk intelligently, but I'm not. I'm just going to forgo all that. And
that's probably going to work out the best.
Yeah, you might thank me for it later. I was in here talking to Juliet, and I said, I've been going down to the Dave Hall Blues Fest for years and years and years. And in that setting down there, one of the most difficult things there is to do is to, well, first of all, to get a decent crowd, but then to get the crowd to sort of react in sort of an ovation sort of a context. And Noah, I remember in about when I was, I don't know, I wasn't very healthy back in 2005, 2006, and I went down there and you guys had a standing ovation for a slow blues. I can't remember what it was, but would you do one?
Hey, let's do it. I'm going to switch Get Fiddles real quick.
Well, go ahead. I'll talk, or I'll try to. I'm taking the role of the inept DJ on the Freddie King song a few cuts back, and I'll say, well, no, you've been playing that guitar now for a couple months now, haven't you, man? You know, it ain't in tune, man, but, you know, if you're big enough and hit the strings strongly, it don't matter if it's in tune or not.
That's
you know?
Right. That's
you
right.
Just keep going.
That's right.
So we're here. It's April 28th. It's a Monday night. I'm in the studio here with Juliet Frommels, and she's done a wonderful job on getting another incredible mix. And we've got Noah Witherspoon, Rob Thaxton, and Josh Gonzalez in there, and they're rocking the house. They're actually enlarging the walls just a little bit.
It is a huge honor to be here, Dave. Thank you
well,
for having
me. God bless you, brother. I appreciate it. We'll get into the old stuff later.
So long, baby. Well, I hate to see you go. Well, so long, pretty baby. Well, I hate to see you go. Yeah, the way that I miss you. Well, I guess you'll never know. You said you won't say love me, pretty baby. But now I guess you changed your word, man. Been together so long, pretty baby, to have to separate this mean way. I'm gonna let you go head on, pretty baby, and pray you'll come back home some sweet day. Guess you changed your old mind. Why don't you reconsider, pretty baby, and give yourself just a little more time?
Yeah, man. You're creating a mood, you know? But how do you play like that under those bright lights? You know? I know, yeah. The air conditioning is turned up in there. It's not affecting your instruments, though. It sounds great. It's so warm. And
thank you, Dave.
I'm going down a memory lane here, man.
Let's go.
I don't know what to say to you, man. I'm thinking back to the day that I opened up the shop, and that was, I think, 1996.
Yeah.
And about the same time that I opened it, I put a sign on the door on a Saturday morning. I said, my son and Noah are playing in Chicago. I'm closing the shop, just like that. But You know.
That was a surreal event.
Yeah, it was, man. Did you go back up there for a second time?
We went up for I think 8 consecutive years.
Jeez. Wow.
And it was always great. That first year was cosmic though. That was special for us.
Yeah, it was special. Yeah. I felt like I was on my honeymoon or something. And I remember that Mel Torme died that weekend, and I remember hearing that driving up to Chicago.
My uncle does a great impression of him, by the way.
Velvet Frog, we got to get him in here. Well, I've been friends. I feel like a big brother, or sometimes I feel like a father. Usually, I feel like a big brother, Noah. And it's such a treat to have you guys in here, and play some more, would you?
All right. Another tune I heard on the Hall of Fame Blues Show by Johnny Otis, a thing called If You Ever Get Lonesome.
Ooh! pussy, Miss Pussy. Done put the coon to it to that one. So that was Johnny's son, huh?
That's Johnny Otis, father of Shuggy.
Yeah, yep. I got to see Shuggy and his father at some theater down in Dallas during one of the guitar shows.
Oh, wow.
And he hadn't lost a thing, man. He was so strong back in about 19... I don't know, early 70s, and then I guess he got pretty sick. But he's back. I guess he's back doing it again
he's
now.
He's back doing his thing. I was on YouTube. He's out there doing Strawberry Letter 23.
There you go. Brothers Johnson made a little money off of him on that one, I think. I hope he did. I hope Shuggy made some money.
That's right, more importantly.
And I hope that Wiseau pays you guys accordingly, you know? I mean, we might not be able quite to make scale, but we'll make it up to you.
This is a labor of love. If you were in this for the money, man.
Well, you know, there's jazz. That's even worse for the money. But blues, that's starting to come. It goes through these periods of it's popular, and then it's passé, and then it's a thing of the past, you know. But thanks to you guys. Thanks to you, Noah. You're keeping it alive in the Miami Valley. And like Reed says, Shaky, I think he's a force of nature.
That's a good read.
And that's my best read. Well, if you would be so kind, serve us up one more, and we'll let you take a break for a little bit and call you back.
That sounds great. We'll end this set with an original thing.
All right. Rob Thaxton, Josh Gonzalez, Noah Witherspoon on WYSO on a Monday night.
There's an original tune called Two-Faced Woman for everybody out in Radio Land.
In living color right here at WYSO. You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. We were going to give you guys a little time to regroup, play some recorded music for a while, and get you back up here for part number two.
Sounds good, my friend.
Is that cool?
Way cool.
Rob, Josh, and Noah.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, brothers. It's good stuff. And let's see. I think that this one will fill the bill. I certainly hope so. a quick trip down memory lane. So that would be Live at Julie's. Well, I should say there was a really great version of that tune done live at Julie's back in about 1997, 98, okay? The Noah Witherspoon Band, at that time known as the Stratocats. And I can remember I said, now, you can't just use Stratocats because you get in trouble with Fender because they're Stratocaster. I said, let's make it Noah Spoon and the Cats, but somebody's mother thought that had drug overtones, so we couldn't use that one either. Are you turning red, Noah? Have I embarrassed you?
I'm loving it.
Okay, well, we're loving you turning red, man. Well, we're back live in the studio at 9:39 on this Monday night, April the 28th, and we're winding up the month of April with in a very fine fashion with the Noah Witherspoon Band and company. We got a party going on up here, and good time is being had by at least 10 or 12 folks and a couple folks out there in radio land. So without further ado, let's get back to set number two with Noah Witherspoon, Rob, and Josh.
A little Otis Rush for y'all. One. Little by little, watch my love slow down. Oh yeah, you know what it means to be alone. Yeah, you're laughing better, baby, but pretty soon you could cry. Yeah, for the day leave tomorrow on its own. Got a little woman child, she's trying to make a home. Oh yeah. You know what it means to be alone. Yeah, you're laughing better, baby. And soon you could cry. Oh, yeah. Watch my love slow down. Oh yeah. You know what it means to be alone. Yeah, you're laughing better, baby, but soon you could be crying. They say every dog has a day. Good ones are when a bad one pays away. Oh yeah. You know what it means to be alone. Yeah, you're laughing for the baby, but soon you could cry. Thank you.
Little by Little, would that have been, let's see, that wasn't quite Junior Wells' version. It was Noah Witherspoon's version. Hey, man, I just thought of a great name for this group. Force of Nature. What do you think?
Hey, man, I dig it.
Noah Witherspoon, Shaky, Force of Nature. We've got Noah and company in the house tonight, and I'm talking out of my head, so I better let you play some more, man.
Hey, right on. We'll do another original tune here. This is called Going to Mississippi.
Take me with you.
You can count on us to play out of tune. See my babies down there. Yeah, well, I'm gone to Mississippi. See my babies down there. Yeah, she's down. When it comes to love, don't you ever overrejoice. We'll be right back.
Tunes Force of Nature, live and in living color from right here at WYSO. Another great mix on a Monday night. Hey, what can I say? I'm not tongue-tied. Josh, Rob, and Noah, huh?
It's so great to be here, Dave.
Hey, man, you know, you guys got three first names with just one syllable. You could just Josh, Rob, Noah.
I know. I
with a little hyphen in between, huh?
Can't get out of here without, you know, a little chop busted, man. We're still paying our dues.
I hear you.
I was telling Griff back there, man. There was many nights where I couldn't seem to get my algebra done on Monday nights. I remember those cold, you know, winter nights, and I would just be staring blankly at the stereo as you spun T-Bone and all these guys that I'm.
Well, you can blame it on me, man. But I'll take the blame because you haven't failed at anything as far as I'm concerned, Noah.
Just do some more research; you'll find it.
And you know they don't cut enough money to the performing arts field at any of the high schools. Juliet will agree with me on that. So maybe you're out there promoting this thing, and we'll get somebody listening online, or maybe. Right here in the Dayton area, and want to go to bat and put more money in performing arts in the high schools. Yay, Dave. we got Noah Witherspoon and Rob and Josh live in a living color here at the WYSO studios, and we're going to give them as much time as they want. I'm going to say it's it's maybe a little too early, but you're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Take it away, fellers. We'll be right back. if I turned on my mic. I was doing real good. This gentleman came in and paid me a compliment, and then I blew it. Josh, Rob, and Noah, huh? And I gotta do a little bit of back announcing on that cut.
I sure hope so. That's why I played it.
It was August of 1969. Maybe not August. I think that I did. I went to three festivals in 1969: Newport Jazz and Blues Festival. I got to see Jeff Beck with Ron Wood and Rod Stewart in one band. And then I went to Ann Arbor and I got to see Magic Sam live on a guitar, a white Stratocaster with a slab board neck, and it wasn't even his guitar. It actually, I found out, belonged to Buddy Miles, of all people, and he did that song that you just heard called Looking Good, the definitive version, and the only, and I've heard a number of versions, and no, I'm going to blow smoke at you now, man, but you've got it down, brother, and my hat's off to you. And that's as good a version of Looking Good as exists outside of the late, great Magic Sam.
Hey, we're still working at it.
Well, there's some bridges that, you know, you just don't want to cross. And you've gone right to the edge, and it sounds beautiful, man. And we're in your hands. You got about another 4 or 5 hours, so do what you want.
All right. This is a... another tune I heard on this show by Lau, a little thing called Cloudy Day.
Thank you.
Lowell Folsom. I did it again. Lowell Folsom.
That's right.
Done by Noah Witherspoon and the band. And I can't hear myself. Maybe I should turn my headset up. Well, man, we're rocking along. It's after 10 o'clock. This is all on your time. I'm very appreciative. I'm in here trying to rake my brain, trying to think back of some of the stuff that used to really light up the skies with. I mean, you've done a lot of it already, but...
Let's play a little blues for you, man.
That might work.
Myself a woman I just couldn't keep. Time's getting turned into things getting rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending stuff. Well, now pork chops on the market, ask my butcher for a pound. I couldn't buy a pork chop when I laid my money down. Time's getting turned into money, but I just keep spinning stuff. Thank you.
Now, man, I'm running the risk of embarrassing my knowledge here, but was that Jimmy Witherspoon?
You got it. Evening Blues.
Evening Blues. There was one, you know, I have the tendency to think of Bobby Bland when Stormy Monday, and when Jimmy Witherspoon, there was one that when Robin Ford first played with him when he was like 17 years old, that I can't think of the name of it, man. You're driving me nuts in here. I got no instant recall anymore.
I know the record you're talking about, though. It's a live album in San Francisco.
Yep, that's it. That's it. Play the whole album for me. Well, we're live and in living color here at WYSO on a Monday night on the third presentation of Shake's Hall Pass. And we are blessed, honored, and definitely rewarded to have Josh, Rob, and Noah in here. I'm taking the liberty of calling them, but at least for one night, the Force of Nature Blues Band right here at WYSO, and we're going to take advantage of them as long as we can, at least for a few more minutes.
Hey, we're loving it, man. We're taking over the airwaves.
I can see that Josh, he looks so tired.
I hope it's not pandemonium out there.
Everybody looks fresh as a daisy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, even after my, I haven't told many people about this, but I had a car wreck the other night. I'm okay. Obviously, I'm all right.
But you know what? That should be a plethora of songs, man, you know?
Hey, a few more, would you say?
Yes, I would. I got nothing to say about it, but I'd say it.
Yeah, this is an original tune. It's a bit macabre. A little thing called Dead Man's Shoes.
I thought for sure you were going to say Dead Man's Curve talking about Rex.
Thank you.
I take the back seat, wrong way down a one-way street.
Sounds like a force of nature to me.
Hope we ain't getting too outside the box.
No, man. You're not even outside the room. Getting a lot of folks are showing their support for you, Noah, out here. We're getting some calls on the phone. And we
sure appreciate it.
That last gentleman, Bob Schroyer, he's been following you around for a long time, and he said he can't get a handle on how much you've grown. And I said, well, you know, that happens when you get older.
Not vertically, though.
Now you're growing, man, you know. You're plenty big, man. You're bigger than that room in there, that's for sure.
Thank you, brother. Got one more for you, huh?
Sure enough.
That's one of the tunes that got me into guitar here. Chicken picking? Yeah, or scuttlebutt. I think they're interchangeable.
Oh, that's right. That's what that's what happened when he recorded it with Stevie Ray.
Yeah,
they changed
right.
The name to scuttlebutt.
That's right.
So this has been your Monday evening lesson in the blues. A quick, what do they used to call those little tests they'd spring on you? Not tell you about, you know, take about 5 minutes for you to get an F.
Pop quiz.
Thank that's
you,
what it was.
Rob's on his game, man.
Thanks, Rob. That's a pretty lost feeling. I just saw some show on one of the NET's channels about these comedians and what it's like to get lost on stage. I just enjoyed that feeling for a minute there. Thank you, Rob. I'm indebted, brother. Well, we've taken a pretty big advantage of you, but it's really drummed up a lot of interest, Noah. Could you just do a slow blues?
I'd love to. And let's go back to that Freddie King tune you played earlier, one of my favorite Jimmie Rodgers tunes. Actually, Jimmie Rodgers' son helped me with our first little record deal.
That's right. Yeah.
Jimmy DeLane.
Yep.
Jimmie Rodgers, one of the great Chicago blues men.
That's all right.
You got it. My baby, once upon a time, you said if I be yours, you'd sure be mine. Well, that's all right. I know I love another man, baby, that's all right. Well, every now and then I wonder who's loving you. My babe, your love for me was strong. I woke up this morning, little girl, your baby was gone, but that's alright. I don't want to love another fool, but that's alright. Well, ever now that I wonder who's loving you.
Well, I don't know what to say after that, man. That was some pretty strong stuff. And I did remember the Jimmy Witherspoon tune, finally. Ain't Nobody's Business.
That's right. That's
right. Josh Gonzalez, Rob Thaxton, Noah Witherspoon.
We love you.
We love you too, man. And great response. And I got to say that this will be available for listeners out there to download in a few days off of the WISO website. And I'm going to make sure that Noah and the group sends everybody a bill. Well, man, we're at your mercy if you want to do another one. If you want to call it a night, it's been a heck of a performance. But
Yeah. We got one more for you, brother.
I'm here for you, man.
Well, you know it ain't right to treat me like you do. Yeah, you know it ain't right to treat me like you do. Yeah, you got another fool to care that business. Yeah, you know it ain't right to stay out all night long. Yeah, you know if I do stay out all night long. Yeah, you got another fool to care that business on.
Force of Nature Band live here at WYSO on the last Monday of April. Josh Gonzalez, Rob Thaxton, and Noah Witherspoon.
It has been a huge honor, Dave.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on a beautiful career in radio.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I don't want to say anything about retiring, but I don't know how long they're going to let me up here. I'll try for 40 years. I'm already past 30. What the heck?
Well, thank you for the education.
Oh, man, it's been such a pleasure having you guys. I had to really keep my feet in place. I was almost in there ready to sing Black Knight with you, man.
You know you're welcome to.
I'm thinking about it, man.
Let's do it.
All right. Do it in G, what the heck.
All right, man. Dave is making his way to the studio.
I kiss you, man. This is the first time in 10 or 12 years that I've done this. So slow blues in G minor, I guess.
Listen here, baby.
Nobody cares about me. You know I haven't got a friend. Don't seem like I'm living, baby. When will my troubles end? Black night is falling. Gee, how I hate to be left alone. I keep crying for my baby. Lord, I guess another day is gone, and it ain't never coming back. You know I have no one to talk to. Tell my troubles to. Don't seem like I'm living, baby, since I lost you. Black night is falling. Do you how I hate to be? Hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby. Lord, I guess another day is gone. Take it, Noah, please. Thank you.
well, all right.
Troubles. My papa's got them too. Lost a brother in Vietnam, baby. Lost one in Afghanistan too. Black night is falling. Gee, how I hate to be. Gee, how I hate to be alone. Hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby. I guess another day is gone, and it ain't never coming back.
Thank you, gentlemen. I sure appreciate that. That's
a Shakin' Dave Huss song.
Well, I've only been up here with Juliet for three of these sessions, but she's taught me how to be in two places at once. And I'm eternally grateful. I'm shaken, living up to my name.
I am too.
Well, bless you, brother. That was special. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, Rob and Josh. And Noah.
We love you, man.
Love you, too. Thanks for coming up. And I was corrected. It won't be downloadable, but you will be able to live stream it here before too long on WYSO.org. Check it out. It's like where else but on YSO, huh?